Hi, Duchess. Today is the 15th of August, 69, and it has been a beautiful, beautiful day here, extremely warm. Sometimes we go 2 or 3 days with no rain, which is rare, because this is the rainy season, and when it rains, it really comes down. Excuse me. Anyway, it was a very hot day and a very busy day. We had about 400 men, or maybe more than that, in the service club this afternoon. We had a show. This was kind of a special show for us because It was a special show, Duchess, because the name of the group was the Soul Patrol, and this group had started several months ago here at Bearcat. There were a bunch of boys got together and were playing soul music primarily, but not totally. And they used to rehearse 6 and 7 nights a week in the service club. And I got them an audition down in Saigon for the entertainment unit. And they got accepted, and then I had to get them all released from their units, but it was a long drag out type thing. But anyway, they went on tour for 2 months around Vietnam entertaining the troops. And today was their last show, and they came back home here to do it. And of course, we were very pleased to see them. Yeah.
May I borrow your key?
Just a second.
My room's locked.
Hi. That was Mick. She was wanting her key, that I had an extra key of her room on my lock so she could get in her own room. She had forgotten her keys. The gang just came home. It's about 6:30, and we closed the club early tonight. There's an alert. We have quite a few of these. Seldom does anything happen, but when we get a yellow alert, we close the club. And it was a little unfortunate today because we had planned rather a big party this evening for one of the units. I still have that tickle in my throat. The cold is over, but I still have the tickle. Anyway, we had to postpone the party. Perhaps we can have it one night next week. And next week will be a big night. Or a big week, I should say. We have the open house, Duchess, on Wednesday, the 20th. It's the second anniversary of this service club. So we have sent out invitations. We have made special decorations. We have planned things. We have had a busy time, to say the least. I hope everything goes well. We are anticipating some of the new Thai officers coming. That may include the general, I don't know. But recently, just 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had a complete changeover of about 6,000 Thai troops. They change twice a year. In other words, there are about 12,000 Thais here. Well, every 6 months, 6,000 goes home, see, and then a new group come in. So these will be the new officers, and of course some of the service club girls, hopefully, they will come. And of course, Miss Matthews will come, and Betty McKinney will come. And I hope everything goes all right. so many things to tell you. I don't think I mentioned on the last tape that one of the, maybe I did. Yeah, I did. I told you about the knives. I'm quite sure I did, the steak knives. I still haven't mailed anything. I also had received a ring. Bob went to Bangkok for 5-day R&R, and I had asked him if he saw a black sapphire in a princess setting. Remember when I was home, I mentioned the princess rings, and I thought they were kind of common only because all the girls over here always pick one up when they go to Thailand. And I remember you said, well, common, nobody has them, I never heard of them, who has one, let's get one. So I asked him to pick one up, and he did. It wasn't black sapphire, it's blue sapphire. But it's very, very pretty, and it fits me. I can get it cut down if you want it, Duchess. Anyway, so I have the ring, and, oh, Linda brought me back. She went to Thailand for a few days just last week. And she brought me back a lovely chain. See, the Thai fellas here, I think I've told you this, they wear Buddhas around their neck. and I have two or three Buddhas, and there's a special chain that has little round circles, little catches on them that are specially for wearing more than one ornament around on a chain. And you can't get the necklaces here, so Linda picked them up in Thailand, one for me and one for Mick, and I thought that was very, very nice. What else did I get? Seems to me, oh, yeah. Bruce Stern, my CPF officer, he went to Hong Kong a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him to pick up a watch for me. I know I have watches. I have one watch, Duchess, with me, and of course I gave Mother that new watch, so I didn't really have a need for a watch, but I was trying to get, I really wanted a gold watch with a black face and one with the day and the date, plus somebody told me that female watches had alarm clocks on them. So I asked Bruce to look for these things in a watch, and he didn't get everything, but he did pick up a watch. I think it was $22, something like that, and it does have a black face, but it's a silver watch, and it does have the date, which is what I have on the watch I now have. So it isn't a great deal different, and it's a bigger face. It's much bigger, but the bracelet part of it is a little too big for me. It has to be made smaller, take a couple of links out. So I have that. So I think I'm doing pretty good, considering I haven't gone out of the country yet, and I've managed to pick up a couple of things, all of which I'm very pleased about. Let's see, what else? Oh, last Sunday, yeah, the 10th of August, Dee Dee opened up the Black Horse Service Club at Black Horse, which is about 50 miles east of here, northeast. They have been debating whether or not they're going to open this club, because the area up there, see, a lot of troops are being called back, and so they're changing and closing a lot of bases, turning them over to the Arvons, you know, the Vietnamese soldiers, and it has been indefinite whether or not this club was going to open. So they finally decided to open it, and 2 days later, Betty called me, and she said, "Ann, we will be closing Black Horse within 2 months. And since Dee Dee goes home the middle of September, about 13 September, Dee Dee goes home. She's been over here about 14, 15 months. They asked me, would I go up there and take care of all the closing arrangements? This would mean making sure the furniture got shipped and stored and put in the right place. There is a girl working with Dee Dee, but she is inexperienced. And so I said, sure, fine, I'll go, which would mean I would be TDY, temporary duty, to Black Horse for maybe 6 or 8 weeks. This is just a perfect example, Duchess, of the millions and millions of dollars that are wasted. I mean, to furnish a club like that, to build it to begin with, just the building materials and the energies that go into it, and then to fully furnish it, it is one of the few clubs, probably the second club, I think, in all Vietnam that is fully air-conditioned. Fully air-conditioned, mind you, everything new. Dee Dee doesn't have a lot of furniture. I mean, some things are not furnished, like the office, and I don't know what her living conditions are. I don't think they're anything special. But here they open it, and 2 months later they are going to close it. What I hear is nobody is going to take the base over. The Arvins don't want it, and they're just going to break camp, so to speak. Everybody's just going to leave there and tear down what they don't, what they can't take with them. So it seems like a shame to put so much in to an area for such a short time. They also have a pool up there. It has not been completed, but it's a huge pool and has not been operating. But now this will cease also, and they'll just fold up and leave the area. So I thought it was kind of ironic that Dee Dee should open the club and then I should get to close it. This is not 100% definite, but he says it's a temporary plan now, but it could change in the very near future. I don't think they really know what's happening, and they certainly don't know the dates that these things are taking place. But if this is true, then I will be transferred just for a few weeks to Black Horse, which is only about a 15-minute ride by chopper, 20 minutes at the most. We don't do a great deal of traveling on the roads over here. We do most of it by air. Sunday, we went up to Black Horse. We got a chopper ride, and it was a very nice affair. It was not too well organized because the men really bombarded the club once it got open. They just made a mad dash. They had thousands of men in the club. You couldn't breathe. And, of course, we girls were put to work pouring punch, iced tea, what have you. I was glad we got up there to see the club, say hello to Dee Dee. And as I say, on the whole, I thoroughly enjoy the chopper rides because I just love the Fly Duchess. There's no two ways about it. And coming back, it must have been about, oh, I guess it was close to 5 o'clock, I saw a rocket firing. There was a jet that flew over just a couple miles outside of Bearcat, and it was dropping rockets on a rocket run. And we could see the rockets landing and exploding, and the jet, it was very close to us, and I got to see it. I was very excited about it, because you don't get to see that too often, rarely. And here we were, right over the area, and we could see the whole thing. So I was kind of pleased, you know, the whole bit.